If this world were mine. Psych. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Reggie Bullock. I'm joined by my lovely wife, Shantivia. And this is the This Is Recorded podcast. I hope everybody's having a beautiful morning, evening, or I fucked that up, afternoon, but it's okay because we're recording. Today we're brought to you live from the Cribbo, my home, here in beautiful, I'm never going to tell you. But you know somewhere in Atlanta, Georgia, so know that. I hope you're having a good day, though. What's crack-a-lackin'? I want to say thank you for everybody that's listening out there. I really still don't know how you find it out, whether if I tell you word of mouth, but we really appreciate y'all, especially if y'all subscribe. If you didn't do it now and tell somebody. Please, please support. Tell somebody about the podcast. Tell them it's trash. Tell them it's good. Tell them how dumb I sound. Tell them our voices sound weird. Tell them something. But just tell them to listen. I'm trying to get some sponsors. I'm trying to get some money. Hopefully. But real shit, like, I just seen Japan had a bunch of listens randomly. But most of all, I seen Nigeria's been listening. So that feels dope going into Black History Month and Black Panther. So please, comment, tell us what you want us to talk about. Tell us we're trash, tell us anything. Just comment, leave us something. Leave us some ideas, something to talk about. Hey, if you leave your name, whatever, we'll shout you out on the podcast. We're just trying to get this out there, so please help us any way possible while we help you, brothers and sisters, because the revolution will not be televised. But anyway, comment on Apple Podcast app, SoundCloud. I'm very trash out the Instagram, but please get on This Is Recorded on Instagram and follow the page. And maybe when I see some movement, I'll put shit up, but it's dry. It's like a prison sentence. That shit dry, boy. It's really dry on there. But just please get the word out and comment. Let us know something. And this is recorded on everything, man. Appreciate my boy Kenny for listening. Family, Lil Duke, Kyrie. I have my nephew, my brother-in-law on the last podcast. It's for you youngins. You probably wouldn't like this podcast because it's some old shit. But yeah, but today we want to talk about something that's been on my mind. I really don't know how we're going to talk about it because it's kind of weird, but we're going to do our best. It's the idea of perception versus reality. And I looked up the definitions to these things, and these are from the Oxford Dictionaries, and it says that perception is a way of regarding, understanding, or interpreting something. A mental impression. Important. A mental impression is perception. Reality definition is the world or the state of things as they actually exist, as opposed to an idealistic or national or notional, idea of them. So that's the definition of perception and reality. What is your definition, angel of mine, in the great words of Monica?
My definition?
Yes. Of perception first.
I would say, perception is like whatever you, kind of like whatever you feel it is. So is it, for me, there really is. I don't really know if there's a definition to it because everybody has a different. I would say it's like your take on something. Like, so nobody can say it's wrong because it's your own, like, perception of it. For lack of a better word, I don't know like the definition.
In reality should be pretty easy, but I'm not in your head, so.
I mean, reality is just like what it is, like the world.
What
I guess.
It is, what it ain't, what it is.
Okay, shout out Deontay Hitchcock.
A real Atlanta shit. Now I'm talking about right? Yeah. But yeah, like perception is idea, your idea, mm-hmm. in simple terms, and reality is the real of what it is, but. If you really trick yourself in your head that it's a certain way, that perception that you have is probably going to become your reality. Because you're going to think like that's real. like, this person's mean, when it's like actually they're not, it's by like it's probably you or
so
something.
Maybe, but maybe your perception is your reality.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe we're in the Matrix.
Maybe we're in Black Mirror.
Maybe.
Maybe we don't
know.
But
for real, like, think about it. Because if I perceive something, if I say you're mean, and then you're like, I'm not being mean, but I felt that was my perception of you being mean, that is my reality. So it's kind of like, so they're the same thing.
This shit is getting weird. Yeah. It's getting weird. I don't watch Black Mirror, so I don't trust none of you niggas.
Mm-hmm.
None of you.
But you know what I mean? Like, I never think of it like that. But I know when I talk about perception, like, you know, when I get into, like, a little, I guess, debate or whatever with my mom or Shay, and I'm like, you know, that made me feel like this. You know, that's my perception. Like, you can't take that from me. So, technically, that is my reality as well.
So, how do you feel like people perceive you as a person?
I guess
the people that really know you, because the people
okay.
that don't know neither one of us, they don't know at all. Mm-hmm. They don't even know I have this podcast, as in they don't know.
Okay. They don't know.
About
okay.
this here.
I don't know, because I get different stuff. Like, I know when you first meet me, like, if I don't really know you, you'd be like, oh my God, you're just so quiet. But then once you get to know me, I would say, I mean...
Shut the fuck up!
That was... Yeah, fuck you.
No, no.
Yeah,
kidding, guys.
Wow, yeah. I'm sleeping on the couch tonight. Anyways. Yeah, but I would say, you know, people think that I'm not quiet at all. Once you get to know me, like, that's not even, like, me at all. So, I mean, I think that they would say I was funny, and but you know what? When Ty was here, shout out to Ty. Hey,
shout out to Ty, if you listening. What's up with it?
What's up, Ty?
DC.
She said that, you know, something like, you know, you just seem like the type of person that, you know, that I wouldn't want to, like, cross ever. Like, you seem really nice, but, like, I just wouldn't want to, like, cross.
It's true.
You.
She knows you.
But I don't know. Like, that's kind of,
I mean,
like.
You just have a. You know, for, we're not going to say no names because we're getting big. We're going to speak that in existence.
We made it, mama.
We're going to get big, and we're really going to, this shit is probably going to come back to bite us in the ass one day. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk in a lot of codes. But let's just say, there's people out there
mm-hmm.
that have done shit to you or your family a very long time ago, and you know what I'm talking about, and you're never going to fuck with them.
I don't know.
And they've done things recently. And you're never gonna fuck with them. So, as in, like, you don't want to cross me, like, it's very true. And this probably happened when you were, like, in, I don't know, like, beginning high school, or it might have been middle school still. But you're never
gonna
fuck with
this. Are we talking about what I
this.
Think we're talking about?
Yes, about.
Okay, so I won't name anybody, but in that one situation, anytime somebody disrespects your mom, it don't matter if it happened in fucking
in your daddy's
3000 BC
in
or
your
whatever.
Daddy's balls.
Like, it don't matter. Like, that's just, it was disrespect, and I don't fuck with you, and that's fine. But, like, when you say you don't want to cross me, like, I've never done anything to her.
I mean,
you
but
know,
that
like,
would,
I'm a fucking
but that
fighter.
Would be an example of, like, crossing you as to where, like, I mean, you're just not, and that's worse. Some people, like, we always talk about, being on punishment is way worse than getting your ass whipped. That's a,
yeah.
like, so, like, somebody not talking to you is way worse than, like, y'all fought a
but
long time
am
ago.
I? Like, and who then, am I to her? Like, to want to talk to me?
I mean, but when you...
You know?
But when you, you know, like, do something to somebody, you know, and you feel like, oh, let's move past it.
Yeah.
I mean, it eats at you. Like, because they know that you're a good person is what I was trying to say. I lost my train of thought.
Okay. That's
you
okay.
Know. But, yeah, when you know that you're a good person, when they get that vibe from you, because anybody that comes in your presence should get that. And that's why I had to wife you, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh
I got down, like, I took the J's off before I got down on the knee, though.
Oh, my, that was so stupid.
But,
I would have
yeah.
said no, but go
okay.
ahead.
Okay, yeah, but, yeah, I mean, people that know you, they know that vibe, you know, like, and it's just like, when you cross, it's just, it's bad, so, you feel like people figure quiet.
At first, I would say that, but, like, our, like, friends, like, probably would think that was, like, crazy. Like, she's not quiet, like, not at all. You know, and I don't even think when I don't know you, I'm quiet. Like, I think that I'm not loud, but I'm not outgoing. I'm, like, somewhere in between. Yeah. But, I mean, I can talk to anybody. Like, I'm not, I think I'm more, I'm laid back as well. So, like, maybe that's the quiet vibe that they get. Because, I mean, I'll talk to you, but I'm kind of, like, more, you know, laid back if I don't know you.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, like, they're like, oh, he's just a nice, sweet boy. The people that,
At work,
they're like, oh, he don't curse, he don't drink, he don't do nothing. And that's what, like, that is like, I mean, I'm not gonna fucking coon at work.
No, because you gotta have nigga, your, like, you have to have a work self.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. And you don't need to know about me, you know, and because it's not gonna change nothing.
Mm-mm.
Like, your opinions, your views, or anything. And, like, well, one thing that I really hate, though, is when I'm like, I don't drink, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when people, like, clam up, like, oh, no, like, oh, no, I don't drink. Like, no, be your fucking self. I don't choose.
People do
to
that,
drink.
Though. When you, people try to, they try to match you. Like, even if you talk about some negative shit, if you notice, like, people try to up your, like, no, like,
no, fuck this, that, boy.
You know, like, for an example, like, some real bad shit happened to you in your childhood. Like, no, when I was a fucking kid, like, they want to up you on, like, bad,
like,
shit,
my mama
too.
Beat me with the train track from the toy set. No, my mama fucking threw me
on
the train
track. Yeah, my mom killed me. Like, I died, and then she
nigga, I died.
Me.
Like,
yeah,
bro,
like, just let me have my mom. Like, I don't do that. I don't try to, you know, people want to compete about everything. So when it's something, like, good, because, I mean, that's kind of awesome that you don't drink. I mean, you know, I drink occasionally or whatever.
Okay, I ain't never been
on occasion.
Same,
he's still working on me. Okay,
he's still working.
But
on.
You know, like, that's something good. That's something that, you know, people want to do, but are too.
But that,
like,
shit is very annoying
to
me because I'm like, nigga, have a great time. I don't like when people that are drunk that I don't know,
no,
around me, like, all up on me and shit like that, or trying to talk to me, shit like that. But far as, like, my friends and shit, like, yo, have a great time. Or if I just met you and I consider you like a friend and we out in the setting with drinking, like, do your thing. But that's one thing. Like, I am a nice person. I'm far from perfect. He's working on me as well. But I think I just hate that. I mean, and the reality is people just don't know us. Like, I mean, how do you feel about the whole, like, oh, Shannon's just so honest thing? Does that annoy you, like, after a while? Like,
the only person that says that is you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to brainwash you? You caught on?
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, it's not working. But, I mean, I just don't, I feel like you say that I'm honest, but, I mean, I'm honest with you. Like,
I mean, you're honest towards, I mean, people that's in the close, like,
yeah,
family.
Yeah, but even
and shit
then,
like that,
my whole back
but you
a
hold
lot.
Back.
Like,
but I think,
I could say some
I think,
shit.
Yeah,
and
but
I don't.
I think what it is really is that, like I tell you all the time, that we talk about off the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This is recorded. That, I mean, it's just that everybody will rather bullshit when they feel like it's going to be a little tension. When, like, in reality, that's a good thing to, like talk about it. And, like, get it out there. Like, if it's something that you don't like about me or I don't like about you, I should be able to tell you. And in life, it's like, hey, we can say whatever the fuck we want to say. It's just how you say it, number one. And that's it. After that, like, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. No matter how bad it is, you got to say it. You just got to put it out there. And I don't know, man. People just, but you will do it right then and there. And because of that reason, I guess people feel like you always saying something. You're like, no, it's just that everybody else bullshits.
Yeah.
They don't tell people when something is bothering them. Mm-hmm. So, like, you get the bad rap of, like, you always saying shit. And it's like, you're not, I mean, you're doing what should be done.
Yeah. I mean, really. I try to pick my times when I'm going to do it. Like, if I'm going to. Like, because sometimes it's not even worth it. It's like, if it's going to ruin the whole, like,
that comes
mood,
with age.
I'm just like, fuck it, I'm not going to say nothing. But if it's, like, a quiet setting and I feel like fucking the city up, I'm going to do it. Like, fuck it, I'm going to say it. and you can get mad or you can receive it, and that's fine. But I do hold back, like, a lot. Like, with you, I really don't. But with, like, everybody else, I hold back because it's just, like...
And I see it on my end. But, of course, when we argue, I'm like, you fucking, you always, you say this, you know what I'm saying? You, what the fuck? Like, y'all, so I'm, you know, you feel these emotions. But when I see it in, like, real time and you having it out with somebody, I'm like, wow, you could say a lot, but you don't. And that's commendable.
Thank you. You're
doing a great job out here in the world. You will be blessed for it.
Thank you.
But I don't know, like, recently we had a conversation about situations we've been having. Situations. We're not perfect, y'all. We've been having some situations, some complications. I'm not going to call it a problem. Because it ain't. And you motherfuckers ain't in this relationship.
That's so stupid.
But, you know, we've been having it out. And then we had a real fucking talk. And it really hit me. And it really made me put some things in perspective. My perception. Okay. Of how things were going. You know, I felt like I could just skate through it and you won't notice, but you noticed the whole fucking time. And then we had a real talk about it. And I was like, damn, it is that way. And then after that, like, I really felt like a fucking weight has came off my shoulder. I even been to work early every day this week.
Okay. Black boy joy. Hashtag.
I mean, because, you know, when you're feeling down or whatever, like, you don't want to do shit. And I'm starting to notice, too, when you're, like, kind of, like, down or depressed or feeling kind of way, you're always sleepy. Because I guess, like, that is, like, how you cope with it. You just fucking go to sleep. Like, fuck it. I'm just going to go to sleep.
So then you're always depressed then?
At times.
Because you'll have to sleep all
but,
the time.
But, I mean, you just be like, fuck it. I just want to, like, I seen some shit, like, it was, like, everything burning around something, like a meme. And then the person just went to sleep. It was like when your whole life is falling apart around you, and then you just be like, I just want to go to sleep. It's like, I guess that's a real thing. People just sleep. People I work with or around or talk to, they just sleep a lot. Like, when I was growing up, like, I know my mom was going through shit, and she slept a lot. Like, she just sleep. And, like, you always hear, like, oh, my mom just sleep, you know, with somebody going through something. So I think that's really a part of being depressed and shit like that.
It definitely is.
So, I don't know. So, in a relationship, how do you feel, like, people perceive their relationships when, like, the reality of it? Or should people care about how people perceive their relationships? Just the first part first, like, how do people
perceive our relationship?
I mean, like, any relationship, like,
I mean,
in general.
I mean,
just a relationship that, like, can be going, like, they think is going really well, or they playing it out, and then it's like it's not really going that well. Nobody,
I mean,
in particular.
I guess I don't know. I guess nowadays your relationship is, well, not ours, but most people's relationship is portrayed, like, on social media.
That's a good example.
But
no shade, no examples. Just
no.
Just
but,
every, this is everybody in general. This ain't nobody.
Right, but you know, they may post something and it's like, you know that it's not that, and it's just phony. I feel like a lot of relationships are just phony. Like, when I don't post, like, us like that, because I just think that it's annoying. Like, sometimes, you know, on a Monday, I might throw up a Man Crush Monday because you know.
Oh, shit. Mr. Sexy shit. Catch me at Planet Fitness on a bench press, nigga.
Oh, my God.
I'll bench your mom's, nigga. Fuck out of here.
You know, so, but I don't know. I just feel like people just give too much. Because you can tell exactly what's happening in somebody's relationship, kind of. You think you know what's going on. Like, if you really only know them on social media. You can tell when they first got together, when shit was great. Then you can tell because this nigga just disappears off her.
You're not talking about, like, hold on, everything gonna be Black Mirror today because that shit just got my mind open. You're not talking about, like, oh, I had a whole fucking virtual reality fucking boyfriend, and then, like, the next day y'all is stuck in the fucking Matrix. And, like, all the shit is deleted.
Yeah. Like, she go through and, like,
everything is deleted.
Then the best part is when they get back together and then he appears again.
Niggas get engaged. Niggas fall off the. Niggas get Black Mirrored. Like,
I mean, it's weird.
It's
like,
just,
I just don't believe in putting
just,
all that.
Don't
on
and then don't put your shit on there so niggas can't. Because niggas are definitely talking about you.
But like you can tell too, because then like when that. They do too much, like it's one thing. I think it's cute, like Woman Crush Wednesday, Man Crush Monday. When you, but when you do like, you know, hashtag, you know, your relationship goals, and you know, hashtag get you a him, and all that shit.
And what it is like really fake. Shitting on other people. It's like, why it you got to do that?
I don't like when people shit on other people.
You know, everybody, and we never gonna fucking toot a horn like. Our shit is perfect. You need to get like us. No. And we ain't throwing shade at all. We just saying, this is real shit. But you know
what's crazy is that I feel like people feel the shade. Like,
yeah.
Maybe not jealousy, but like.
That's the perception and reality bullshit when it comes to us. Like, right. Niggas
you view us like we think like we are assholes. That. Like, but it's like, we just trying to be humble and just trying to live and shit. And y'all maybe didn't do some shit how y'all thought, you know.
Yeah, and that'll deter me from fucking like ever posting anything, because it's like, you know, niggas will feel a certain kind of way.
It ain't gonna deter me back because that's my fucking page.
But I mean, I'm just saying, like, yo, you like, damn, like all we want is the best for everybody, but then niggas will be looking at us like, oh, these niggas think they all that. Like, nigga, never one picture of where we live at, not one picture. You get a new car. Mm-hmm. Every vacation we go on, you don't see every fucking picture, because we take pretty amazing pictures. But, I mean, none of that shit. And all we do is try to help other people. We, like, hey, man, like, I think you would like this. Hey, I think you would like that. Like, you would be good in this. You would be good in that. We showing love. Like, we always, anytime we invite it, we try to make it a point to go. All we do is try to show love. But in return, it's like, you know, that's the perception, because people perceive us a certain way. But in reality, all we doing is showing love. And it's like, God damn. Like,
I sometimes find myself, like, backing off, like, as far as, like, I'm not going to talk about certain stuff. Or if somebody come at me, like, on some advice shit, I have to be really, like,
you gotta PG careful that shit?
Like, not to, like,
offend,
seem like I'm trying to judge you or I'm trying to tell you what to do. Sometimes I just listen. Because it's like, you know, sometimes people just need you to listen, but I don't ever want people to feel like, because, you know, we did certain shit, like, you know, we got married and got a house, and, I mean, we still don't have any kids, because we still trying to move some shit, you know. But I don't want people to feel like, you know, because we did shit like this,
that your way is necessarily. Because number one thing, we're not judging. We always try to come from, we always talk about kids, and we talk about, like, how we just want to be understanding. So if somebody come to talk to us or they bring up something, we just trying to understand. We're not judging you at all. We just want to understand, like, where you coming from. But, like, there goes that perception thing of, like, this nigga think, you know, why should I tell him? He just going to feel this way. Or why should I? It's like, no, I'm just asking you, like, so how does that make you feel? Mm-hmm. Oh, so you saying how that make me feel because you got it all fucking shit? Like, no, I mean, I'm just... And then that'll deter you from asking shit, saying shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, and another perception is they don't know what the fuck is going on in our relationship. Nobody does. So, like, you can think it's going great. It is. But it could be going bad. But you don't know that. You could be here fucking beating on me. And shit,
I could be being on you.
Misery and all that shit, you know, that could happen. And but they don't know. I mean, but real shit, they don't know. I could be a fucking, like, cheater. You could be a cheater. Like, niggas don't know. Like, but it would be like, you just keep it held in real well. They don't know, though. Mm-hmm. But it's like, and we're not going to blast it out because you look really fucking stupid when you blast a nigga on social media. And then y'all be back together.
Yeah.
Or you just, like, y'all are fucking arguing, and everybody fucking sees it, like, oh, you all right? Inbox me, all shit. They don't give a fuck. They just want to know what's going on so they can talk. Girl, do you hear about blah, blah, blah? Screenshotting your shit and all that? Yes. This is what the fuck goes on. Your so-called friends and all that, that's bullshit. They, like, trying to be in on what the fuck is going on.
I always be in people comments. Yeah.
I mean, that shit is very interesting. Facebook, it's very interesting, I'm not gonna lie. When you niggas is on there fucking cooning, like, it's Black History Month, y'all can at least hold out for the 28 days.
I agree with you.
Stop the coonery. But, like, when you fuck this nigga ain't shit, blah, blah, blah.
She fucked Staten Island.
Yeah, when you do all that coon shit, it's great for us, but for you, I know you're not having a good time in life. And it's really, 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 really bad when you have fucking kids.
And then when y'all get back together, that's terrible, too.
Oh, my God.
And then people be having their, like, grandparents on Facebook.
Remember that fucking World Star thing I showed you when it was, like, how y'all look when y'all argue real bad and then y'all get back together? It was two fucking clowns. Because everybody's fucking laughing at y'all. Like, yo, like, don't do that shit. When y'all got problems, keep that shit to yourself. Unless y'all ready to kill one another. Then call 911 or, fucking talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Like, but don't ever get that emotional. Like, you going to social media about this shit. Because let me tell you, 99.9 of the time when you post that shit, niggas is just being nosy. And they're just laughing at you.
For sure.
I'm just here to, I'm sorry to, you know, hurt you. You thought you had a friend. But I'm just here to tell you the truth. You know, this is kind of like that, this like that one show. What was that called? With the door, you open the door and shit, and the person ain't
there. Forgive and forget.
Forgive and forget. Oh, them motherfuckers are gonna forget about your ass. Like, hey, can I come stay with you? Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
Oh. You know, we going through it. Can't.
No.
They ain't got to do it. So, you know, should you care about how people perceive your relationship, though?
I mean, I don't care, but sometimes it's a little bit offensive. Just because I think that some people, I don't care, but it's annoying because it's like, because you like to spend time with me, it seems like their perception is that I don't let you go anywhere. So it seems like I'm just, seems like I got you locked up in the fucking house, you know. But so that's kind of annoying because I feel like I'm a pretty cool wife. Like, I ain't that fucking cool, y'all. But I'm.
We can't invite no bitches from Magic City to the house.
You tried it. Okay. I'm not that fucking cool. But I feel like I'll let you go and do your thing a little bit. But
we can't get a sex doll.
All right, I'm about to walk out. So you don't have no more chances.
Okay.
You know, so that's a little bit annoying, and just the perception, I feel like, of, maybe not our relationship, but just, well, maybe it is, about us, like, that we, you know, think we're better than everybody.
And then for me,
I feel that.
I used to feel like that, like, damn, you trying to keep me in the house and shit, but it's like, I mean, we worked, like, at one point, one of us worked every day. So, therefore, in the day, we only spend a few hours together. So, I used to be like, God damn, like, I can't do this. Like, but it's, I had to realize, like, you genuinely just wanted to spend some time. Like, versus, like, me just hanging out or whatever. And then another thing about perception of me was fucking great that, like, I guess I don't have the ratchet ass, like, accent, like, hard or whatever. Or I might talk proper to some or whatever. So, one perception of me that, you got a white girl, don't you? I was like, wow, hey, thanks. Because I don't fucking coon at work for these white folks. I must have a white girlfriend because of the way I am. And another lady, because I'm so nice, she said I was gay. I was like, wow. I was like, wow, that's a new one. Like, sorry, I need to come in here like, hey, bitch, where your buyer hazard at? Like, right. I mean, I guess
Where the bitches?
Yeah, I come with my dick in my hand. With your foot in your ass. Be cool.
Okay.
That was a rape. That was a fucking rape. Niggas knew, like, bro. You coming to fucking, like, nigga, this is a real rap, nigga. Whoa, shit. Mystical,
That's just rude. Like, to say that somebody is gay because they're
You are too nice. You are fucking gay. Like, wow. I mean, sorry I need, like, hey, bitch, let me get that right there. Like,
I don't correlate gay and nice. Like, some gay people are nice. I'm not saying that.
But other gay people are like, what the fuck he looking at? Like, oh, shit.
But
like,
I'm just saying, I would never, like, oh, because you're just so nice, I thought you were gay.
Yeah, I was really, like, very fucking offended. I mean, both ways. It's like, hey, anybody could be who they want to be, far as gay or not. And anybody could date who they want to date, far as, like, their race or not. But don't put me in a fucking box that, like, you don't know. Because I don't coon in here. And, like, if I'm having a I've been at work many days where everything around me is fucking, like, fucking up. The car is fucking up. Maybe me and you got into it. we got like $20 to each other in the fucking account. And I go to work like everything's fucking fine. You know why? Because nobody ain't gonna give a fuck. Mm-hmm. And if I tell them, they just gonna tell everybody else. And it's just gonna go on and go. They don't give a fuck. And that's what we trying to tell you niggas that listen. Like, hey, keep that shit to yourself or to somebody you trust. Because niggas don't care. They just really want to, like, talk about you.
Yeah.
And, like, have a good laugh. Like, I mean, that's it. Like, when you niggas, I'm gonna wait for this bitch outside. Like, look at this motherfucker. She was about to fight the other day. And niggas know your whole life. It's people I haven't fucking seen in years, and I know everything they up to because of social media. But don't you want them to view you as something, like, positive versus, like, all the bullshit you've been going through and you posted on social media? Like, when you go through some hard shit, the people that love you should know, not fucking your 1,000, 3,000 followers that you're never going to fucking meet anyway.
Right.
But I spread this podcast on another note. Spread that shit. this is recorded. So, what the fuck? So how should it be with kids and, like, your perception of them? Because, once again, Black Mirror, the plot of the episode is the second episode in the fourth season. It's like, hey, when your kid is young, like, the lady loses a kid. When your kid is young, you could put a fuck. This is not a spoiler. It's just the plot. Your kid is young, she loses her at the park, and she's like, oh shit, I'm scared, I never want to lose her. And you can get a chip put in your kid, and you can see what they do all the time through an iPad. You have the iPad, you can see what they do and all this shit, and you can, like, put parental guides so they never know what stuff is. So the kid didn't know about porn, didn't know about violence, didn't know about death, didn't know about all this shit. And it's like, it all spirals out of control, whatever. Go watch it. Second episode of season 4. But it's like, your perception of your kids is like, you view them as a certain way. But when you go snooping in their shit, you could find out some stuff. And we don't have any kids, first off. But this is just our idea. But when you go snooping for some shit, you could find some shit. And then you probably won't view them the same. Or it could not be like how you think it is. So, what do you think about that? Like, should you just keep your perception of your kid? Or should you, like, dig deep and, like, find out what's really going on with your kids when they get a certain age?
I hope that when we have kids and they reach a certain age, or even as they grow up, that they'll want to talk to us so I won't have to snoop in your shit. Like, hopefully, if for real, you know, when you're ready to have sex or whatever, when you're ready to... I mean, I'm not going to say when you're ready to drink and smoke, because, like, you really shouldn't fucking be doing that. I mean,
hey, Dad, like, nigga, I'm trying to roll this blunt up.
Like, I don't think I'm that parent. Like, I'd rather you do it here with me. Like, no, that's just too fucking ghetto.
I can't say the same.
Okay, so we'd never have kids, and that's fine. That's fine.
Sorry.
But I just hope that, you know, they'll talk to us, and I would never, like, snoop in your shit. Even if you're, like, even if I feel like you're doing some shit, I feel like I'm gonna come at you like, hey, are you doing X, Y, and Z? And if you are, like,
your dick is gonna fall off.
Yeah, like,
or your vagina is
just gonna sink in. So I just want to be, like, super real with them. Like, you don't want to have sex until, like, you're ready. Until, like, realistically, I mean, I'm not going to say till you're married, because that's dramatic for me.
Boring. Fucking live a little. Have a whole phase, bitch.
Have a whole phase, though? No. Nah. Like, but for, I don't believe in, like, you going to go and just get a car before you, like, test drive it. Or you going to fucking, like, buy a whole house and you never saw it. Like, no. So, but wait, though.
Boring.
Wait for, like, the one, though. You know what I mean? Don't just be out there. It's not going to be all that. I don't know about, like, having sex, like, you know, casually and shit. But it seems like...
You didn't have my whole face?
I didn't have my whole face.
Damn.
I didn't get to live my best life.
Sorry, sis.
You know?
Sorry, sis.
That's all right. That's okay. You know, but I don't know. I just feel like I hope that they'll talk to us. And I wouldn't snoop in your shit, because, like you said, when you snoop, you find some shit. That's like me looking through your shit. Like, And you don't, I don't know. I just don't
want to. Yo, for real, because when you're scrolling, you know, for you niggas, I don't have a lock on my phone. But for you niggas that have locks on your phones, which is everybody, and, you know, you leave your shit unlocked on accident, you get caught slipping. Then, like, y'all had a great day. Then you fucking come back in from the bathroom and, like, the attitude face is fucking on. It's like, oh, shit. Who the fuck is Pizza Hut or this or that? Like, you'll be like, I mean, you don't want to fucking live that life. That life is not fucking good for you. Like, I mean, so it's just like, hey, don't be fucking stupid, okay? Just be on some regular shit. Like, hey, but I mean, what I'm fucking all over the place. It used to be the marijuana, y'all. It was a long time ago. Wow. But what I'm saying is, like, you're going to find out some shit. Like, do you really want to find out he's cheating on you for real? Do you really want to have that fucking visual image?
But I wouldn't.
I mean, do you
I wouldn't want to know because I'm going to probably be done with you. I mean, but yeah. I'm not. If I have to
but snoop if you search shit, for it and you find it, like, yeah. Sometimes. That's just going to hurt your feelings.
It would. But if I had. It would hurt worse me living a fucking lie, though. But yeah. If I have to snoop through your shit, we shouldn't be together anyway. So I wouldn't do it.
Message!
But, you know.
Y'all shouldn't be together. Like, if we really, like, I mean, all right, then tomorrow you could check my phone so the nigga could delete everything. Like, I mean, if y'all doing that, like, come on.
I really don't. All, like, cheating shit.
And I mean, that nobody should want to be all in your phone anyway. But if they do, you shouldn't really, like, yo. Niggas get too old, too, to be cheat. Like, bro, if you're a grown-ass man, grown-ass woman, you don't want to be with them, fucking break up with them. Like, yo, like.
But that's the culture right now. The culture is having, like, a side nigga or a side bitch. Like, that's the culture.
Or having a fucking girlfriend that's cool with both. And y'all keep tricking yourself with that bullshit.
Or having two, three girlfriends.
Yeah, keep tricking yourself with that bullshit, right?
Yeah, so. I think people feel important, like how we were talking about. I was saying, I read somewhere that people feel famous, like because you're on Instagram and 25 people like your shit, like
that
you
shit
feel famous.
That shit's so addictive, like, for somebody with a weak mind.
Yeah, so having like two girlfriends or a side nigga and a husband makes you feel like you're that bitch, when realistically,
or somebody tells you,
your
like,
side
it's
nigga
it's
don't
exciting.
Have a job, and you're, you know,
or
yeah,
somebody
it's
tells
just,
you it's exciting
just
that somebody got a wife or a husband.
Like, I don't get how it's exciting to ruin a fucking marriage.
Yeah, like people got kids,
or like realistically
speaking,
like it's just too gross because, okay, you probably kissing him in the mouth, he's probably kissing his wife every fucking
in
way.
The ass.
They doing everything, and then y'all all are kind of having sex with each other.
You walk
it's
around
kind of fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
You stupid.
I mean, not Rico.
It's gross.
Fucking, like, for a niggas, like, yo, if you're not happy with somebody, leave. That's it. Like, it's gonna suck, and it's not nice, but, like, niggas are literally staying together with children because they don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. Like, it's gonna fucking hurt, but what's gonna hurt worse if you're a shit person?
I think that they want to be together, but they just want to have their side shit because, like I told you, it makes them feel important, like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm fucking, you know, Denzel Washington, or I'm fucking Beyonce because I got.
Did you see how many likes I got when I put that fucking bathing suit on? Or
people
if I like,
that.
You know, post it.
I for real delete at least like 4 people on like
per day.
Social media because it's just like, why the fuck would you post something like that? Something stupid like that. Like you post yourself crying like, oh, you know, a family member passed. Pray for my family.
Yo,
pray
my nigga,
my
y'all gotta stop, bro.
Or you post. Or video of you crying.
Never like, would have made it.
It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Like, bro, if you're really that hurt, you're not gonna give a fuck about this motherfucking phone.
Or if you're in the hospital. It's just crazy.
Like,
people are just crazy.
This again. Fucking hospital. Like, bro, stop doing that
behind,
shit.
People hide behind social media a lot, too.
It creates a false reality of, like, who they really are.
Right.
Like, they feel so fucking famous. Like, you niggas sit at home. Like, on social media all day.
And
like,
nothing don't be going on.
No.
Like, nowadays, people don't even post, like, you don't even post
niggas
the status.
Niggas don't be out with it.
You fucking repost a bunch of, like, little sayings, or like that fucking Trina said, or that some like
you hoes
that's
gotta stop
all
following
it is.
Trina
Y'all
too,
have
bro.
To. Trina's single
God
as fuck.
Damn.
Trina's so single.
He just boring. He just there when I like, bitch. That's what the fuck's supposed to happen. Like he's supposed to be there. Yeah. When you're, I mean, what the fuck,
crazy.
Like, you, like, I mean, I guess, to some, I can't understand it, I'm sorry, but to some, it's fucking exciting to be, like, fighting people over somebody and this and that, but you know when it gets, like, not exciting? When your fucking feelings are absolutely hurt, or your kids see that bullshit. When they
people
see you fighting.
People don't care about their kids like that.
Thank you. I've been doing this podcast. I think this will be like the 10th or 11th episode. I'm very comfortable now. We keeping it all the way fucking real, man. Most kids are a nut. I'm sorry. They really are.
Man.
I mean, I was a fucking nut.
I wasn't a nut.
You wasn't a nut. But most kids,
I was a nut, but I wasn't
listening
like,
to the, you was in your daddy's balls.
I was the nut.
Okay, you was, sometimes you feel like a nut. You was an I'm a joy ass nigga. But
oh,
it's just like, bro, like most of us was a nut, and it's okay. Because, I mean, I guess our parents tried. But in that, like, you have a kid young, you still trying to figure out yourself, all that bullshit. It's like, you're going to fuck a kid up because you still trying to figure out you. And then you're going to feel like it's your fault why my life is fucked up because I had you and I had shit going for me. I was the prom queen of my junior high school. You know,
I'm about
shit.
To fucking leave.
But if you got that reference, you probably over fucking 27 or some shit. But, yeah, I mean, most people were not. And it's okay. Like, or you were like, damn, I thought I was done having kids and then I'm not. Or... like, you fucking being fast and you had a kid at, like, fucking 14 and some shit. Mm. But, I mean, that's just the real reality of it all. And it's like, I mean, it's okay because, I mean, we're here now. You're listening to this now. So, hey, you made it. Congratulations. But, I mean, we were. We were a good time. And then, boom, here we came. But, I mean, but in that, we always talk about, like, how because of how somebody grows up, they don't have a fucking chance since birth. Because their mom and dad is all fucked up and shit like that. Like, or, you know, their mom is super stressed out and don't have the finances. Or their dad, or you got a bunch of fucking, you know, kids and you get left out and all this shit. And shit is happening to you, you know, at home and you're going through changes. But your mom don't know because she always working or it's too many of y'all. Whatever, whatever. But, like, bottom line is most of us was a nut and all that, like, woe is me shit. You got to get over it because, I mean... it is what it is, and you're here now, and you're beautiful, and you're gorgeous, and you smart, and you kind, you is important.
I'm so stupid.
Moving right along. So when somebody tells you about yourself, like, how do you view it? Like, you just a blah, 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 or in a calm manner, like, which, like, so, because that's their perception on you, so how do you view it when somebody...
I mean, that doesn't normally happen to me, but, I mean, like, I don't remember. I guess I just told you about Ty saying, you know, that.
Ty D.C.
That.
Baltimore, all that shit. Dunbar High School, Poly, all that shit.
Okay, babe, really?
Sorry.
You know, her saying that I'm, you know, somebody who you don't really want to cross or whatever. Like, me and her have never had, like, any type of, like, argument or anything like that. But that's just her perception of me. And it kind of, I mean, it didn't make me feel no kind of way because it wasn't, like, a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's ever really said that, like that to me. So it kind of, I guess, threw me for a loop. So I guess people telling you, because I know myself. You know what I mean? So when somebody tells me something, like you can't tell me anything about myself that I don't already know. So when you tell me something that I've never heard or that I don't see in myself, I'm kind of like, I mean, even though it's their perception, it's like I'm really comfortable with who I am. So it just kind of throws me.
But that wasn't a bad
me.
Thing.
No, though. It wasn't bad, but it still was like I've never.
Yeah, it's just a different.
I mean, I just
and that's what it is.
Because I think I'm kind of nice, actually.
But everybody has their own perception.
I mean, she wasn't saying I was mean. She was just saying, like, you're really nice, but you seem like yeah. you know, you don't want to cross. And I guess thing. Crossing some, I mean, I'll cut a bitch off.
It ain't nothing that cut that bitch
in off. In a minute. So maybe that's maybe what she means. But I don't think she thought, like, I would kill nobody. But I would have definitely and will.
She would hide the body for you. She a real one.
Shout out to Utah. No, but I will. I'll cut. Maybe that's what she meant. Like, if you cross, it would be scared to cross you or whatever. Because I will cut a bitch. Like, I've cut, like, most of my friends off before.
And then, like, all those friends, too, is overrated. We're giving a lot of truth on this one. True. All those friends is fucking overrated. When you find a select few of people that are really good to you and they really loyal and they never showed you no fake shit, shout out to my nigga Sean. Shout out to my nigga TJ. You know what I'm saying? Real ones, Lil Duke, all of them, man. Even everybody I talk about on this podcast, everybody that support. If I talk to you, period, you're a real one. Because I don't talk to some people. But
yeah.
That's just what it is, man. And then, like, I guess it depends on who's the messenger. The whole don't shoot the messenger. But, like, I'll shoot your ass if you're fucking, like, somebody I don't give a fuck about. Like, you can't tell me about you. But somebody else, too. And you have to understand, like, me and you talking right now, it's like, if I tell you something, that's truly how I feel. But when you're mad, sometimes you tell the truth, but sometimes you're just saying some shit like, because you hurt me, I'm going to try to hurt you now.
I don't do that.
So, you don't do that, but the majority of the world does.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, that's what it is. So, you know, I guess when you perceive it, you're very, and that's what we always talk about too all the time, is that people don't know themselves, and that, like, honestly, some people are going to go to the grave not knowing who the fuck they ever were.
A lot of people. A lot of grown-ass people we know right now. They're going to go.
And, like, I mean, and this is all it is. Y'all be thinking, y'all could think, like, damn, they saying some foul shit on here. Like, no, we saying some real shit. Like, that's the truth that, like, people don't want to hear, or, like, you're in denial. So you like, fuck y'all. Y'all don't know what y'all talking about. But this is the truth. When we say niggas ain't your friends, when you say, like, you were possibly just a nut as a kid, this is real shit, but it's okay. You got to learn. Life is about dealing with issues, and everything happens on purpose, even the bad things. Mm-hmm. We don't know why, but we got to work through them, and it's a greater purpose for why the fuck they happen. We always got to believe that. That's what keeps us going. Mm-hmm. So, that's not about that. Perceiving you, okay? You know who you are, and I hope that everybody listening will find out who they are. Because for me, I have a current struggle with my parents currently, but I love them. Well, I do, but it's a real struggle with, you know, they perceive me as a certain way or how I am and this and that. And I was a nut. So I was a kid that my mom was still, you know, in high school. My dad was not in school, but he was still young. And they had me, and it's kind of like, damn, you already struggling, you're young, whatever, whatever. And then I just get caught in the middle, and then it's other kids and shit like that. And then it's like, you know, they get older, and they have this perception of me and who I am, and they feel a kind of way and shit like that. And the perception for me is because we didn't have the best relationship. We would need a podcast series for you to tell me my story. But, long story short, I hate when people say that shit. Or long story long. I really hate when people say that shit. That's a New York thing. Long story long.
Oh my God.
It's just that I lived my life like where I felt like a lot of like bad shit, little foul shit that I knew was wrong. And I kept trying to go back to my parents like, oh, they'll get over it. And my perception of it was, it's like, hey, if I don't keep trying to fix this, they're going to die, I'm going to die, and then, like, you know, oh, it's going to be just so bad, I'm going to have to live with that. And it's like, I had to reach a point where, in reality, I fucking tried everything. Literally, I had to get comfortable with knowing, like, I've tried everything to make this relationship right. That, no matter how life goes, I know. And I could sleep and I could wake up and peacefully know, like, hey, I fucking tried everything. But for a long time, I wasn't cool with that. And you would tell me about it and I would get mad with you, like, you don't understand this and that. And then, you know, I even told you, like, hey, if I say this, do this, whatever, I'm gonna get cut off because, like, hey, these are some, my parents are different being, like, it's gonna be different. And it ended up that way. And I mean, and I knew that. That was the reality. That's not kind of a thought. Like, I'm a very, like, conscious person on people, and I know people well. And I'm like, I knew that shit was gonna happen. So it was like, hey, you know, but I mean, I've finally come to peace. Because I felt like it was causing a rift between us. And that shit is like, whoa. Like, I can't really have that. Like, you know, somebody that's really, really been in my corner, really, really been helping, really been instrumental in every way. And for some people, they're like, oh, that's crazy. You can't go. Your mom can't go. Like, bro, when somebody's, like, really physically and mentally, like, fucking hurting you, and you're, like, really, really, really trying, you gotta just pray on it if you believe in that and just hope that one day it gets better. But if it's hurting you, you gotta step away from that shit. You gotta, like, fall back, take it day to day. But what I'm saying, all of that is that my perception was for a long time, like, hey, if I don't keep trying, one of us can go, but mainly them, and, like, it's not fixed. And that shit would literally drive, like, circles in my head and make me go crazy until I realized, like, I've done fucking everything. Tried to talk, tried to say things, tried to visit. I mean, I've tried fucking everything. And, like, I had to really reach a peace, point of peace, like, hey, if that was to happen, are you okay with it? And I'm like, yes, I am, because I've really, really tried everything. And that's it. Like, and then for anybody listening that's going through with their parents or whatever, man, try hard to make it work. But when you realize, like, it's hurting you more than helping you, not saying cut your parents off, but I'm saying you have to choose your happiness. Because in this world, anybody can fucking turn on you, like, period. And the people be like, oh, you know, just, you know, you really, your parents don't, like, I mean, they can. Like, I mean, everybody's a human being. Everybody that has a brain and it's not God, they can change on you. So you have to just know that. And the people that are there for you and close, gravitate towards them. Really, like, be appreciative for them. You know, appreciative for everybody that I'm around, the family that I have now. And that shit helped me for a long way. So anybody, man, just try to patch those relationships. I'm not never going to tell nobody, just fuck them down. Like, no, try to patch the relationship. But when you see that it's hurting more than helping, you got to figure some things out on your end. And that's my story for it. I felt that way, but now I'm at the point of peace. And that probably took me 10 years. I'm not going to lie to you. It probably took me 10 years to, like, get it. And, I mean, I'm hopeful that one day, you know, it could get right. But I know in certain situations, it'll never be the same.
Yeah.
So that's all I gotta say about that. Y'all niggas ain't finna make me tell my damn life story. Unless y'all got some coins.
Uh-oh.
Shout out to Bridge for that coins term. Why you think it's so hard for people to accept the truth? Like, what is it? Because some people really gonna go to the grave. Like, it ain't me, it's you.
I mean, the truth hurts. Like, if it ain't nothing good, the truth is hard. Like,
that shit,
unless you
that shit,
know
that shit hurting.
Unless you know your truth, like, how I, you know, feel like in most aspects of my life, I know, like I was saying, I know myself. So if you tell me some shit, I know that already. You know what I mean? If, you know, but people don't like to hear it. And I mean, but I'm a strong believer in, because when we used to get into it, it would be like, you know, you would ask, like, well, what's the point? Like, you know, or you would just try to, you know, you just didn't want to argue. But I want to fix it so that we don't, you know, have these same problems, or even with anybody, like with my sister or my mom. Like, I'm going to tell you, like, if that bothered me. Because, again, that's perception. So if I perceive it like that, but you didn't mean it like that, then you can just tell me, like, damn, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it like that. This is what I meant. Or, you know, or you won't do it again. So basically, you know, like I was saying, the truth, it hurts when people don't want to hear about themselves. Like, I know myself, so it's fine. Because, I mean, yeah, I know that already. But if it's some shit, some bad shit that people don't want to necessarily believe about themselves, they don't want to hear it.
And that's what it is. Like, it's kind of like going to the gym. It's like, fuck, this shit is going to be hard. Mm-hmm. This shit is going to hurt. I'm going to be out of breath. I might feel embarrassed. But it's something that you need to do. And in life, mental exercise really affects everything else. Because stress, I believe, is a big thing. Mm-hmm. And probably a big killer of people. Like, they really stress to the point it fucks their body up. They're like, blood pressure, their, you know, heart, maybe have a heart attack, whatever, you know. And it's just like, working out is hard as fuck, but it's something you need to do. And after you do it, you get done with a good workout, you feel like, damn, I accomplished something. I feel better. And you'll notice some results over time. I mean, that's just really what it is. But the truth hurts. And some people, I mean, that's why people don't go to the gym or do this or do that. Because it's like, look, like, or exercise is like, fuck,
that's
it.
That's a big stigma about going to the gym, too.
It is.
And that's a perception, too, because I was going to say, like, before we started going to the gym, like, the thought of going to a gym is like, fuck. But then now it's like, it's enjoyable, like, because we do it together. I mean, it's like, I feel like everybody should do that. I mean, exercise, even when you're young, yeah. But, like, once you reach a certain age, like, shit going to start shutting down
on
your ass.
You got to take care of ourselves, baby.
You know, especially, like, black people, like, not like that, but black people have, like, a bunch of shit.
We got the shit stick of every illness disease,
black people
whatever.
Are, like, up there, like, number one. Like, okay, if you black, you are...
Yeah. But we changing that shit. Because Black Panther about to come out.
You're so stupid. I can't wait.
Yeah, but we... not
Black Excellence.
Black Excellence. You know, we really got to change that shit. That, like, yo, let's start mentally and physically. And, like, I think right now we in, like, physical movement with people being vegan and people... really,
I can't do the vegan.
It's hard as fuck.
Because I got to have cheese, baby.
But with people, like, making these changes, a lot of people trying to, like, juice or... they do certain things. I feel like we're doing that, but we need to go deeper, and we really need to take that mental step as black people and as a black community, because, like, that shit, like, is real big. Like, a lot of people are holding on to scars from childhood.
And, like, that's a big stigma, too. Like, going to talk to somebody or acting like you're crazy or whatever. Like, yeah. Black people don't deal with mental health like that, and that's
important. Some
people
really have some shit
that
going
you should
on.
Yeah, you should talk to somebody, but they won't, because that's not, you know, maybe
weak.
You exactly, maybe, you know, especially black men, like, you supposed to be a man, you know, crying, yeah. Or you being weak, like you said, like, we need to really change some stuff.
We working on the physical, we need that mental, we really need to, and we gonna get there.
Yeah.
All people, but right now I'm talking to my black people, because black is beautiful, black is love, baby. But all people, man, seriously, like, take care of yourself.
No, I think white people are more prone to, I mean, maybe not just white people, but in my experience, white people will go talk to somebody or, you know, I have anxiety or whatever, yeah. Their parents
they know,
will take
they
them.
Know certain things.
Right, like, you ain't never, like, gonna come at, as a I black take, kid, like, I wouldn't even think, like, I mean, I didn't have anxiety, but... that's not just something that you go to your parents, like, I'm just,
yeah.
I just
do
feel
think
anxious.
They over-medicate people at times.
Yeah.
Rather than, so we ain't going to start, like, oh, everybody get on medicine.
Oh, no, not no. About medicine. I'm just saying, talk to somebody.
Yeah.
If you,
but they just throw
have
medicine.
Anxiety
a lot
is
of people
real.
Throw medicine at everything, like, oh,
yeah.
I'm
I mean,
just
I'm not necessarily
this.
Talking about being on medication, but I'm talking about talking to somebody or getting you some help. You know, I think a lot of black kids will suffer by themselves because they're too embarrassed, or that's not something that they talk about in their household, like mental health or, you know.
Or you make me, you, people will, like, blow, that's what, like, that's me, that's a lot of people. You blow up on your parents years later because of things you should have said a long time ago. That, like, but it's like you held it for so long that when you finally let it out, it comes out the wrong way.
Yeah.
Like, everybody, we got to work on the mental, try to, like, work on, like, saying something. Like, yo, you know, this made me feel this way, or when I was this age, or blah, blah, whatever it is. Like, just talk about it. You know, I mean, it's got real deep. So I'm going to bring it back to a lighter note, and I'm going to say the perception and reality of men in the bedroom. That shit can break a man fucking soul. Like, and I feel like I'm talking for all dudes, whether they're going to admit this shit or not. But if you in the bedroom thinking that you tearing some shit down, and y'all have a fucking argument, and she look at your ass, deep in your eyes, and into your fucking soul, and says, nigga, that shit is whack, and I be faking it. Gosh.
That's hard.
That shit hurt it.
That shit hurt
it. I mean, that's it. Like, so, niggas could be thinking they putting it down, but in reality, it could be really, really bad. So, ladies, I'm giving y'all, like, free ammunition. And for dudes, just believe in yourself, brother. But for the ladies, y'all ever get in an argument, look them in the soul and say, that shit whack. I fake that shit. Now, I hope he don't punch you. I hope he don't get mad. We're not promoting violence.
When he blacks your eyes.
I hope he doesn't fucking do no shit like that. Like, I mean, in a safe place.
Make sure you have hold on.
Make sure you fucking
have your Vaseline.
Got a burner. Got the burner on you. Cause I don't know what the fuck gonna happen after that. But that is a way. You could be like near the door, and I fake it, nigga, and slam the door on them. But like,
have a plan first. Have a plan.
Just have a plan. But you know, perception, reality, you know. I just wanted to talk about that. I didn't know how I was going to talk about that, but I think it turned out well. What do you think?
I think we did good.
Okay, enjoy your day. Enjoy your week. I'm going to really get on this podcast shit. Please comment about this episode, any other episode, what you like, what you don't like, different guests we should have on. Leave your name. We'll shout you out. Where you from? Especially people in Nigeria. We want to know like what y'all like about it. People in Japan too. Like, wow. And anywhere, different cities, everywhere. Just hey, shout us out. Shout out to everybody that listen on the regular. Comment. I can't say that enough because we need to know. We need some feedback. We need to know what to do. What our audience is looking like. SoundCloud only give me certain stats. What's the age brackets? Subscribe on Apple Music, podcast app. Like This Is Recorded page, even though I'm trash at updating that shit. Have a great day, a great life. And know you are kind, you are smart, you is important.